meeting, and with my apologies for the late commencement, and we'll start it at 12:45 PM. And we'll acknowledge the traditional owners, the Kariyarra people, for their leaders past, present and future, who have and will continue to contribute to the betterment of Port Hedland. So I welcome everybody.
Thank you.
Okay. Item 2, recording of attendance and apologies. Did we have an apology from Serge this morning? Did anybody? Yes, we did.
So he did receive a resignation as well.
We received his resignation.
He has now, through to governance, has indicated his inability to attend not only this meeting but the next three meetings, and therefore has determined that it would be best if he resigned from the committee.
So I emailed him back and thanked him for his service and said that it would be tabled at this meeting.
Okay. Thank you very much. With that notation, we'll put Serge's apology and resign, pending resignation. And
should we treat it as a late item or something at the end?
We can treat it as a late item.
So in terms of receiving the resignation,
and what to do with the vacancy, that is the key.
Yeah, that's the key thing. What do we do with the vacancy?
Okay. All right, well, we'll discuss that as a late item.
Are you happy with that?
Yep.
Keep going.
Are you
sure? Come back.
Do you have
something
to say, Brad?
You're looking
a bit flustered,
see, right?
I know. Yeah,
sometimes I just struggle to get a word in. So I'll talk later. Let's go through the agenda first.
Okay, why not? Let's move on to item 2.3, approved leave of absence. Councillor Jan Gillingham has noted. Item 3, response to previous questions taken on notice. 3.1, questions from the public at the airport meeting held on Wednesday, the 2nd of April 2014. There were nil. Item 3.2, questions from committee members at the same airport committee meeting. There were nil again. Item 4, just an important note that this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give permission for recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is also reminded that in accordance with section 20.3 of the Town of Port Hedland local law on standing orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. 4.1, I will open public question time at 12:49, according to my watch. Are there any questions from the public? No questions, so I will close public question time at 12:49 and move on to public statement time. I'll open that at 12:50, and there being no public statements, I will close that at the same time again. So item 5, questions from members without notice. Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just wondering, in light of our presentation, but also I feel for the plight of the Shire of Roebourne in regards to losing all their East Coast bound flights, is there an opportunity we could perhaps offer them a little lifeline and see if we can work together to make sure that we not only firm up our Melbourne-Brisbane flights, but maybe offer some sort of service for them as well? And I know I was thinking about, you know, special car parking rates for Shire of Roebourne people and stuff like that. Like, I just think if we can become that hub and they come to us, and or we do some flights and go to them as well, then that might help them. So I just thought, because given fees and charges are coming tonight, if I was to look at a radical Shire of Roebourne sort of parking fee.
So look, I think, Madam Mayor, I'm certainly happy to reflect that back to the CEO and the director, Peter. But just for your information, as I said to you, we are investigating into routes between the what we call the Awesome Triangle rather than the Golden Triangle to try to encourage flights between Karratha, Newman and Port Hedland. But I
just
think that's a great idea
about
as of July.
That's a
yep.
little market we could tap into.
Absolutely.
If we could actually.
I'm happy to support that.
Happy to.
Yeah, and through the Chair, if I can also confirm that we actually have a Pilbara Airport regional meeting, a PAG meeting, Peel People's Group meeting, this afternoon, and we'll actually be talking about redevelopment initiatives and how we can work together. This has been quite timely, considering.
But even Jerry with the airport shuttle, doing a shuttle between Karratha and here. I just think there's a whole myriad of opportunities we could tap into.
Certainly at that forum, it's a good chance to actually have that conversation with them.
Are you going to have that conversation with them?
Yes. Yeah.
And just through.
So I'll take it on notice, so then you report back to me.
And what we might do is we might also, following on from your question and suggestion, we might at the next airport meeting investigate some, bring to the meeting some opportunities that can be the result of those discussions. That might be incentive space.
Because once you don't have them flights anymore, people will plan their travel and things accordingly. So yep. I'd like to try and do it before people stop planning. And I think it's keen that we advertise our East Coast flights and that people can still come to us if they want to do it in the interim. But if there's some way we can link, whether it's a shuttle service, whether it's getting airport carriers to fly there as well and come back. And great. I think it's an opportunity.
Thank you, Madam. We'll take that on notice, and we'll have the Director of Airport Planning and Redevelopment report back to us after their PAG meeting. CEO, you had something to say?
Well, if I can. Thanks. I just want to say
didn't
yes.
Didn't want to miss you.
No.
Yes.
Look, I think given that we're on a two-monthly cycle for our committee meetings, it has to be useful if we invite the Shire of Roebourne or their airport team up here before our next committee meeting and have that roundtable discussion sooner rather than later. So let's not wait for the next committee meeting. We'll talk. Brett and I will talk about the options. We need to be mindful of parking and so forth.
But there's some incentives that we could offer.
I can park at my place. and shuttle the shuttle from my place out to the airport.
They can camp over in the overflow camping.
Certainly, we can look at the. Let's start the discussion.
I'll just
see what
options.
See
the better. Yeah.
What options, and I think do it soon.
Yep. Thank you. Madam Mayor, anything else?
Oh, just the meeting frequency in the front of this airport thing just needs to be amended.
Thank you.
That's all.
Nothing, Madam Chair. Councillor
Butson. Just one question for item 6.1.1. Just regarding a letter that's in here for Qantas. I was just wondering whether we had had discussions or anything regarding page 21 in the Qantas letter about the fees and...
Did you want to leave that for when we discuss the item as questions?
Yeah. Okay.
Is that okay?
Yep. No worries.
Anything else?
No, thank you.
No?
Excuse me, through the chair, is that in regards to the airport committee or in regards to the special meeting this evening?
So that'll be at the special council meeting this evening, Councillor Butson. Anything else?
No, thank you.
Flo?
No, thank you.
I'm okay, no.
Okay, I'll revert it back to any of the executives to move on then. Item 7, confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. Item 6, declaration by members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper presented before the meeting. May I have a show of hands, please? Thank you. Let the record reflect 6. Item 7, confirmation of minutes of previous meetings, and there seems to be a typo with M previous, so we'll fix that as well. 7.1, confirmation of the minutes of the airport meeting held on Wednesday, the 2nd of April 2014. May I have a mover to accept those meetings? So moved. Thanks, Councillor Butson. Seconder? Madam Mayor. All in favour? Thank you. Let the report reflect 6-0. Announcements by presiding member without discussions, just other than the fact that the Director of Planning and Airport Development and I attended the RADS conference in Brisbane, at which time Mr. Rees gave a presentation on behalf of Port Hedland, blowing the figures and the redevelopment program that we have here. So good job, Brett. Also, we have had meetings with the CEO and the mayor in Perth with Virgin and Garuda Airlines to discuss opportunities of route investigations out of the Port Hedland Airport, and given our discussions this morning, I think there might be a bigger vision on that too. Also, just as we've previously mentioned, Brett and I have met with the director of airport, or the manager of airports in Newman, who is very keen on investigating any opportunities there might be, in particular for the traffic from Newman to Port Hedland, which we have now enlarged into a greater area of looking at the triangle that we are. So other than that, it's been a busy month for Brett, and I'm sure he's going to tell you all about it shortly in his presentation. So we'll move on to item 9.1, Brett Rees, Director of Program Director, is going to give us a presentation on the airport redevelopment.
Thanks, Chairman. Yeah, it has been a busy period. There's been a lot going on. What I want to do today is take you through the actual regional airport development conference. Just a bit of a debrief. I'm really just going to be hitting the highlights here, but just to talk through the flavour of what was discussed at that conference. Indeed, I gave a talk on creating a gateway to the northwest and the opportunities that could be created from a Pilbara hub, essentially being Port Hedland. One of the most interesting things that came out of that was there's a lot of talk about challenges of growth, but it was not enough growth. And of course, I opened up with the conversation about the challenges of too much growth, being at 28% per annum for the last 5 years, which started a very interesting conversation. I'll talk through the redevelopment strategy as well, and the airport interim improvement programs, and where we've got to and a lot of that, and just the colour palettes and things that we've got that we can show people, so you can start to see the look and feel of what's going to happen with that development. There's a slide on projects updates, which Ian will talk to at the end. Okay, so the key themes, I guess, that came out of the conference, and I'm not going to touch on everything because it was a two-day conference and there was a lot discussed, but certainly there was conversations around local government struggling with their capital spends and where that money was going to come through, and we're not the only airport, I guess, or council that's starting to look at our governance structure and what that might mean. Indeed, there are some examples where new government structures have been developed, albeit under different local government acts, of course. But that was one of the key themes that came out of the conference. Airport development strategies, and what I mean by that there was a lot of conversation around partnering with airlines, and it's a completely different changing attitude, I guess, as to how the old adage used to be, well, we build them, they come, and that's how business has always been. And now we develop their business cases for them effectively. We do end-to-end marketing and the like with other airports to create business opportunities. So that was discussed at great length. Indeed, Tom's discussed it at great length as well. Commercial diversification, that was a key theme as well at the conference. Certainly talking about land development opportunities. I call it de-risking the business. How do we create sticky revenue streams that are not turnover related? At the conference, I highlighted that 85 to 90% of our revenue is actually turnover based, and a very small percent is fixed in terms of rents and the like. And that's a real problem for us, because that means that with the boom-bust nature of the mining industry, if we do have a downturn, we'll have a substantial downturn in revenues. And so we need to start looking at how do we develop those commercial revenue streams, such as the freight logistics subdivision, things like that we're now looking at. And the importance of master planning and around growth planning. Yeah, that was a very key theme that came out of the conference. There was a conversation from tourism on the role of aviation and regional development. Just some key points there. Contributes $42 billion to GDP. So two-thirds of the travel is to regional ports. I guess what was of interest was 57% of the total expenditure, so $27 billion, was visitor economy focused. So this is where you really got to understand what are your visitors doing. You know, it is a key area. What's tourism? What's visiting friends and relatives? Business and functions and the like. And so it starts to do this survey type work to begin to understand your market. master plan. This was the Avalon Airport. They talked us through their master planning. I think what was really interesting out of this was they're not planning for 20 years. Most master plans are 20 years long. They're not planning for 20 years. They're planning for 30 plus years, and they're planning for 50 million passengers per annum. And given they're nowhere near that kind of figure, I think they might be close to 2 million passengers or 3 million passengers. Can't remember the exact figure. They're talking three runways, and they're talking road rail links, light rail to heavy rail. And so they've got a master plan that looks at the ultimate capacity of the airport. So they're planning way into the future. And for that, also for them, it means what's the ultimate governance structure. The airport itself is owned privately. And so they're now looking at, well, is that the right structure for even that? That was privatised. Comes with its own challenges, planning challenges at that airport, because not only is it obligated to meet the Federal Airports Act under its leasehold arrangement, but it also has to meet the state planning regimes as well. So they had some pretty unique problems at that airport. Exploring the legalities of airport development, there was a good session just about documentation, airport conditions of use documents, service level agreements, the need to link leases to all of these sorts of agreements, and to create a web, if you like, of contracts that captures all of the different operational aspects of the airport. Talked about risk and insurance risk and the like, and there was a session on just a conversation around bird strike and specifically tailored management strategies to minimise those liabilities. Quite an interesting session. Capitalising on land by increasing and developing land leasing sites. Cairns Airport did a very interesting presentation, talked about various methods of creating commercial arrangements. They talked about one-off capital payments for Englobo leasing, which is basically taking an area of land that needs to be subdivided, expensive for the airport to do, but they might just lease that off with a one-off capital payment to a developer who can then go ahead and develop that with certain constraints. Talked about direct investment, building the properties themselves. Interesting, their commercial focus is not necessarily linked to the airport. Some of their focus, they're focusing on the tourism needs, being Cairns, of course, as they would, and China, what China wants. And because it's essentially been a port-owned airport that's been privatised, it does come under the Airports Act, so indeed gaming and gambling is something that they can do. Under the Federal Airports Act, for capital city airports, there's about 24 airports that are under that act. They're not allowed to have gambling on their sites, or prostitution, so they miss out on those two key things. I'm just kidding. And so it's important to have a mixed blend of airport that supports all of these different uses. Knowing your customer, obviously there was a lot of conversations around airlines and drivers, what drives route economics, and how to meet their needs and develop those business cases. I won't labour on this, we've just done a whole session on this earlier on, but just the need and the key importance, how critical this is now to developing airport businesses. And it's all about stakeholder engagement. I guess the key thing was consult, and agree those outcomes to meet your customers' needs within reason. And a sense of place is very important. This place planning place making, should I say, that was a key point that's now coming across in airports as well. Regional mining, there was obviously a conversation about coping with the boom-bust nature of the mining industry, the FIFO experience, economic benefits and social connection. Obviously, a lot of issues with what they call the... it's described to me as the FIFO cancer, they were calling it, because the only fees and charges that a council gets is the passenger fee on the way through, and the FIFO market's going into their own camps and the like, and not seeing any of that money or any of that investment coming back to the town, so creating real issues for the town that has to cope with that extra infrastructure. So interesting conversations around that, but also about how an airport actually caters for a FIFO market as well. Okay. Obviously, the redevelopment strategy is an agenda item here for endorsement by the Airports Committee today. And this slide is really just to remind everyone that it's an overarching strategy that's covering our interim improvements program, which is buying us some 5 years of excess capacity within the terminal to allow us to better stage our spend. And it also includes the services and the need to upgrade services, electricity, water and wastewater to the airport, which have become reasonably substantial spends now, probably about $14 million all up of additional spending that wasn't originally envisaged, but as we get into the program, realising just just the services were not going to cope with the planned expansions. The strategic reviews and outcomes are all in there, freight logistics zone, so creation of that air freight zone and the air freight, us being the air freight hub of the Pilbara as well, that being one of our key airline development strategies as well. Airside operations, new parking arrangements and the like, terminal and car park, obviously a section on place planning and creating that sense of the Pilbara and creating a sense of Port Hedland, the airport being the first and last place that you see. And the governance review, which is just currently finishing off a paper at the moment, which is the first stage in that review program with some preliminary recommendations around that. I'll dive straight into the, if there's no questions on that, I'm coming up later in our agenda, but I'll dive into the interim improvements program. Okay, so terminal secure area extensions, the works will commence on the 16th of June, which is the arrivals toilets, and then we'll be moving to the departures toilets, and then on to the cafe works and the other departures area works as well. They will be completed by 30 August, as current planning. And there is about 5 days contingency built in that, so we may even get those works completed prior to the end of the month. Fingers crossed. Terminal planning, the tender closed on the 11th of June. The mandatory site meeting was a little bit disappointing. I don't think we had one person turn up to that site meeting. So that has meant that we've actually gone back to the tenderers and provided some information, I guess, to some tenderers to invite them to submit or invite them to actually come and do site meetings separately with that. So we're still working on that one. Public art installation wall, the design brief has been developed and a request for proposal will be issued in June as well. The visitor information, interim brochure racks have been installed. Digital display board being investigated end of June as well. Verge works and landscaping works. The scope of works is being revised, ready for quotation, and we're looking at finalising that by the end of June as well. The concrete paths and roads along the car park, those long-term car parks have been completed, and the other works are going to be combined within the verge works at this point in time. And the bus parking, at this stage, the materials have been ordered and the works will commence in June as well, so we'll have that bus parking facility established as well. Is there any questions on the interim program? Okay, so the arrivals toilets. It's always good to put up a picture of our set of toilets in any presentation. Basically, we're adding an extra, what's the term, Anna?
Ambulant.
Never get that. Ambulant toilet pan in there and one in, oops.
This means it's a little bit bigger.
I'm doing it. So the toilets, we're actually increasing the capacity of the toilets and we're also changing the palette. We're starting to introduce a sense of the Pilbara with colours, which I'll talk about in a second. But basically a substantial uplift to the arrivals toilets areas. I love all this. A burst of colour to awaken the senses and a colour palette reflective of the Pilbara's stunning sunsets. Core finishes are neutral yet high in contrast, but I won't read the rest, but essentially, obviously, we're trying to capture that sense of the Pilbara and the like.
That's just in the toilet.
This is just the toilet. So, we're getting those oranges of the sunsets, and that's going to be in sort of the bulkhead area through here. We've got the various colours, that's the benchtop colours, that's the wall tile, that's the partition between the toilets, and that's the flooring down through there. So it's a real contrast of colour, but very light, very very open feel to it, but incorporating splashes of colour.
We've got the boards.
Boards coming around, and we've even got a photo of them up there just for your edification. So there's the floor tiles through there. That's quite a dark colour to the floor tiles. Obviously, staining is an issue and the like, and these will be very durable. That's the bench top through there. This is the bulkhead with the oranges, cubicles, and the white tiles. This will be the remainder.
Thank you.
So, these are the departures area. There was quite a bit of work in there. It's a busy looking slide now, but suffice to say that we're substantially, obviously, increasing the cafe area, and I won't labour on any of this, but I guess the key things we're talking about international routes and the like is Some of the ways we're creeping in, basically in the international area, is that we're taking out petitions through here to open up this space through here. We're actually moving the primary line desk out into this area through here. All of these inspection desks are actually being realigned against the walls through here and through here, and we're substantially now opening up this area just to create additional space, as we are going to use this area as a departure lounge area as well as an arrivals area as well. And points to note that should we ever get interest from an airline for a 737 type service, we can start to even look at pushing out the front of the terminal or attaching a transportable type facility or something like that, create a departure space within the terminal area through there as well. So in terms of the works that are actually scheduled in this current program, there's the retiling of the cafe area through here and the closing in of this area through here. And we're actually going to do a bit of a return on here. There's the obviously all of the toilet works through here as well. They'll all be refurbished. There'll be additional disabled toilet here and a disabled unisex toilet in this zone back through here as well. And obviously the increase in the secure area. And the primary line desk goes within these works as well. This dotted line is meant to resemble the area that becomes the arriving area internationally, so that we can get people off the aircraft and we create a queuing. They come through here and they create a snake of queuing through here back into here, with the object being to get everyone off the apron as quickly as possible so they're not standing out in the sun. So we're planning for that as well as part of these works. Once again, the soft colours that soothe and relax, hopefully. Core finish is a neutral to more tonal with only a subtle contrast. I don't know how subtle that all is, but it's obviously capturing all of those things that are replaced. So if we're looking at the departures, once again, we're focusing on the toilets, but because that's the work there's a lot of substantial upgrades going on in that area. This is the colours of the floor tiles through there, the wall tiles, quite a high white. We've got the bulkhead type features through here in this dark colour, and the cubicles, and the bench tops through there as well. I think they're floating around as well. And the cafe, we're going for quite a durable tile surface in there, so we're substantially changing all of that floor area through there, and it's a mixed match of carpet and vinyl, and so we're replacing all of that with a good durable tile that's going to hide the dirt, and it's easy to clean, and it's non-slippery, obviously, just because FIFO workers might spill the odd beer or two. And within the interior, there's obviously we're going to be capturing colour within the interior and capturing these colours of the Pilbara. Crisp white patterns to include in a series of contrasting colours, basically, throughout. So there'll be areas that'll be captured through that. Obviously, incorporating and matched to the colour panels, glass panels that we currently have, which are being relocated to an area, which we're considering backlighting as well, which will be in an area near the screening point. Capturing these sorts of things, the artwork as well within those areas as well. So matched to the artwork, basically, and the colour panels as well. So is there any questions on any of that? Cool. I'll just throw to Ian just to give us a quick update on the project. Thank you.
Thank you very much, through the chair. Just a screen authority. The PRC have concluded their tender requirements for the two areas, which is the screen machine and also the service providers. The screening machine has gone to Smiths, who will be providing that equipment, and we're hoping that that will be installed in 1st of October this year. The actual service side of it went to MSS, where we were a bit lucky because we've already got MSS in operating, so it'll be a nice smooth transaction when they start. We're hoping that they will take over the official services on the 1st of July, and this existing contract that we have with MSS will cease at that time, and they'll be onto a new contract for the next 3 years, I believe. The insulation, which I will put through the chair, and to thank the development side for their efforts in the tender documents and arranging for that, and now it's comes into the airport side to install it and make sure it's up and running.
Okay.
So any questions on that? No?
No, all good.
Okay. Apron Works. There's always Apron Works at the place. The existing apron, I think, has been announced that the extension has completed. We're just waiting for Qantas and Virgin to go push back, and we'll be able to use that facility. So we're just in a sort of a pending situation at the moment because, as you know, Qantas wanted to reduce the prices and everything. So that's a debatable thing. Maintenance work, well, we've always got maintenance work, as I said before. Our pavements are deteriorating in the apron area, and we're just doing patch-up work. The sooner we go to the pushback system, the better for our pavement. Our taxiways, we've got lots of problems there, and as we've said before, it's the water table that's coming up and going down. And you can take it basically as a... I'm sure we've all either slept on one or had one in the shop, and that's a waterbed. So you can imagine sleeping on a waterbed. That's what we've basically got out there. We're sitting on a waterbed, so every time the plane goes along and turns, it pushes the material to one side, and we've got major problems.
Sorry, Ian, may I just interrupt you on that? You presented, as part of your presentation last meeting, you had some solutions. Have we got to any solutions with regards to the trenching and things like that, drainage?
Sorry,
you provided some solutions that might be considerations.
This coming year, we've got money in the budget to repair these things, like the taxiway. We've come up with an idea to strengthen up the pavement without huge expenses, and that's on the cards. Apron area, we've got money, and also, as you know, we're going to the northern apron. So there's money in the budget to cover all that for us. We are hopeful that the runway doesn't start giving in on us, but the runway is pretty good at the moment.
So will there be a works program that comes back to the committee with regards to that?
Through the chair, we'll certainly advise you what the works program is.
Yep.
It's just a standard program, so once it's included in the budget, it's certainly not something we bring back for approval. It'll just be standard maintenance works that we carry out, and we'll just bring a report back to the committee advising the works that we're doing.
It's fine, as long as we just wanted to make sure that was being taken care of as part of the normal course of business.
Is it all detailed in the budget? Okay.
Sorry, continue.
I'm finished. I think I'm finished.
Through you, Chair, what's happened is that the capital works program for the airport is not currently contained in the draft budget. It's been provided, and we intend to submit it as a submission to the draft budget, so that when we present the final document to council in June, it will be included in there.
Can I just come back?
Is there any issues with that?
Just through the timing of the report that went up to May OCM, which is also where the draft budget was being presented. So any decisions of council or resolutions on the books that fall out of the May and June meetings will need to be put in as submissions to the draft budget.
Just on the aircraft operations, my feelings are that Qantas won't pull the Brisbane flight out.
What about Melbourne flight?
The Melbourne flight, I'm not quite sure, but I'll find out later. The reason for that is the fact it's always loaded every day, every week.
That's wrong.
And it's very hard to get a seat. I think you're booking at 3-4 weeks in advance. So as long as they've got the full seats, they won't pull out. They may be in Karratha, they may be struggling to get the passengers on the plane. So
it's good news.
I would be putting
the feelers out, Ian. We want to know the real deal.
Can we have a discussion afterwards?
Later on,
please.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. All right. So I'll just go ahead and read the disclaimer with regards to the further part of the meeting. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act of 1995. Without further ado, we'll move on to item 10, reports of the officer, 10.1, Office of the CEO, 10.1.1, Port Hedland International Airport's projects update, with the recommendation there listed in the new format of the our agenda today too. So we have our recommendation with the attachment for the program on page 10. May I have somebody to move the recommendation that the Airport Committee note the Port Hedland Airport International Projects Update for June 2014. I have a mover. Thank you, Dr. King. Seconder. Thank you, Councillor Hunt. Any against? Let the records reflect. Move on to page 11, 10.1.2, Port Hedland International Airport Redevelopment Strategy, with the recommendation as listed in 1, 2 and 3 on the same page. Are there any points of clarification? Thank you very much, Councillor Hunt. Moved. Seconder. Thank you, Dr. King. Or any against? Let the record reflect 6-0. Sorry,
just that was a fairly simple procedure for a fairly important document, so that's a very, very welcome result, as it says, but I think just bringing to people's attention the fact of how major that particular document is.
The strategy was put out to all the committee members, I'm assuming that.
I'm not drawing any conclusions about the vote, or I'm just suggesting, just highlighting that it's a very strategically important document to the town of Port Hedland and the Port Hedland International Airport.
Well, I thought you were congratulating the CEO. Congratulations.
Given that the CEO has commenced that congratulations committee on making such an informed decision on strategy for the Port Hedland International Airport. Thank you.
So through the chair, can I say the document that Mal is correct is that this is an extremely important strategic document. It's going to ensure future growth and the regional needs of the town of Port Hedland and the Pilbara community are met. And it verifies the timing of infrastructure delivery and the funding sources for that. And it maximises the economic, social and environmental benefits of the upgrade, ensuring an integrated holistic approach and providing a sound basis for investment within that document.
Thank you, Director. And let me tell you that the report was quite entailing. Mm-hmm. So good job. And you've done very well to produce a document that the community are happy to support and indeed will recommend support to the council moving forward. So well done, everybody. Okay, item 11. We are going to introduce the late item now, as we discussed earlier, the government community resignation of Mr. Serge Domagieu, of which we were notified by email. So I might throw this to you, CEO, to guide us through.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I didn't know whether, given that we haven't circulated that, would you like me to actually read the
resignation?
Governance is suggesting you might want to suspend standing orders, given it's not really a late item, it's reduced further.
Okay, so I've got some
recommendations, if you'd like, but happy to read the letter first.
Thank you, Councillor Hunt, and Madam Mayor, second.
Moving to consider the late item.
Because
you need a mover and seconder
to
consider the late item.
Right. We'll just suspend standing orders for a second, read, and then we'll discuss introducing it. Is that okay with you?
Read it.
Fine. So.
5 seconds standing orders.
Yep.
Suspension.
Okay. So just from...
Thank you, Councillor Butson, and a seconded by Mayor Howell. All right, so we shall... A vote.
It's fine, it's all the time. Peter?
Are there any against that motion? No, so moved. Thank you.
Now do you need a mover and seconder to consider?
Consider the late item?
Yep.
Now I have a mover to consider the late item. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
It's actually not a late item, it's just a motion for the floor.
Oh, I asked at the start of the meeting if it could be considered as a late item.
And we said yes.
But there is no item, I guess.
Yes, it is. Community member resignation. I said I'd table it and asked if it could be a late item. The chair said yes.
And I said yes. Is that...
That was a bit naughty, wasn't it?
Shocking. Shocking. We'll, so at the end of the day, a late item would normally be an item that's prepared and distributed as an agenda item. Given that, in terms of terminology, I guess it's a late matter that the committee is discussing rather than a late agenda item. So we can just proceed as normal and pick it up in our documentation that there's a, pardon me, a committee recommendation that the committee would like to put.
I'd like to move.
Yes.
That we, the chairperson, send a letter thanking Serge for his services for the length of time that he was here, and if it has been an appropriate number of years, an appropriate token gift or thanking thing would be great. Number two, accept the resignation, and three, commence advertising for a replacement community member position.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Could I just make a note that perhaps we should consider it as item 12, motions of which previous notice have not been given, have been?
There's no...
There's none?
No, you can't
okay.
do it.
All right.
You haven't had previous
Fine. So did we get all of that, Grace?
So a letter and a thank you gift, accept the resignation and recommend the council advertise.
G-U-E.
Recommend to council that they advertise.
Serge's name, she's got a U in it as well.
Tidy up the spell.
UE.
Maybe we should say officially thanks, Serge.
Mm. We'll. I think it would actually be right.
And a small photo or something. I think he's been on for 3 years or something, hasn't he? Like, he's been on for a little while. Flo, how long have you been on?
It's
been on for 3 years.
So through you, Madam Chair, I don't think there is any formal policy on gifts, so we'll look at some appropriate thank you and resolve that.
Maybe a certificate of appreciation for his service to the community.
We'll sort something out.
Are we happy with that, Madam Mayor?
Yes.
Excellent.
So I'm moving and Councillor Hunt seconding.
Yes, can you just wait until the CEO catches up with the
Councillor Hunt? That?
Thank you. So moved by the Mayor and seconded by Councillor Hunt. Any against? Carried 6-0. Thank you very much.
The intent is there. We might play with a few of those words because the committee will be recommending to council that the position be filled.
Yep.
Yes. We're happy with that?
Yep.
Okay. Right, let's move on to item 12, motions of which previous notice have been given. There are nil. Item 13, confidential items, same as there are nil. And we'll move on to item 14, applications for leave of absence. Are there any around the table? Dr. King?
No.
Thank you. Okay.
Did anyone need any permission to attend the next one by teleconference?
By teleconference?
It used to be
that used to be inside of an office.
It's gone now.
She reverted to an old template.
Okay, so the next meeting...
No, what's the date of the next meeting again?
August 13th. Showing tonight, yeah. So
I may have a problem. I'll just check.
So we just need to know if you can attend.
No, that's right, but how I'm going to attend. I'm heading
August
over east, but not till... no, that's all right. It's in my schedule and I'm here.
Please disregard the schedule that's at the first couple of pages, which is the schedule on page 5 has changed and needs to be amended, and the August 6th meeting has been moved to August 13th because of the local government week in Perth.
Yep.
So the next meeting is the 13th. Dr. King, you need to apply for...
No, I do not. Even though it's ECHA Day in Public Day, People's Day in the Royal Queensland Show, the ECHA, I will not be going to it. I'll be here instead.
We're very pleased to note that. You can keep that up. Okay, item 15, closure. Date of the next...
Chairman, if it's okay, if I may.
Sure.
Sarah just kind of reminded me, actually, this is Anna's, Duffield's last meet. She just had to dash off to set up for our PAG meeting. But this is actually her last meeting as a development officer for the airport. She's moved on, been promoted to a manager's position, working under Claire.
And she's left and we can't thank her.
So I just want to formally acknowledge her efforts and thank her for her efforts.
If committee members could all congratulate Anna, because in her time with the airport committee, she's been very productive member of staff and has contributed greatly, and she moves on to a higher paid, more recognised position within the organisation. So congratulations. Okay, closure. Date of next meeting, the 13th of August.
Just to work harder sometimes.
13th of August 2014 at 12:30 in the council chambers again, with briefings commencing an hour before. So, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your attendance. I now pronounce the meeting closed at 1:36 p.m.